You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back in to The Drive. Come on out with us tomorrow. Whether you love us, which you should, whether you're on the fence about us, like I am about this expectation that they should win this game on Sunday, which I'm certain we'll discuss more tomorrow. Or you've wanted to confront us for a long time about sports takes. That's fine. Come on out. We'll be out there tomorrow. We'll be Buffalo Wild Wings, a little thirsty Thursday in the building. We will be 39-39 Washington Ave here in Houston. B. Scott said he was going to make his way on out there. It will be a good time. Shout out to our good friends at Bud Light and Buffalo Wild Wings. We never come empty-handed. You got a chance to win prizes, have good food, good drinks. I'm talking beers. I'm talking mixed drinks, whatever you want. They've got it for you there at Buffalo Wild Wings. So, again, come out with us tomorrow, 3939 Washington Ave here in Houston. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time being had out there. So make your way with us. Clint, this is something I think they need to change, man. And we've discussed this a little bit. And I am rather confused by it. It is still the most confusing thing. And if you missed it, B. Scott, hell, he wanted to get D'Amico to go a little deeper into it earlier when he was talking to the media, and clearly he didn't, which means to me, like,
oh, back off a bit,
back off of that there. Yeah, that's something we don't feel like talking about. And that is, I just think it's super ridiculous that they are going into games on the offensive line, the position that is next to their left tackle, who is a rookie, who Clint clearly has a lot on his plate, and a guy that at times we've seen the first 4 weeks. Now, shout out to Ariante Ursery. His name wasn't called a lot, much quieter with Ursery in this last game against the Titans than what Josh Hines Allen did to him in that first game, and not even Josh Hines Allen, what Nick Caserio did to him in that first game by leaving him on an island as much as he did. Good to hear from him on that. I would think, Clint, that you're trying to help him as much as possible, and to think that you would have some sort of a rotation mid-game. Hell, if it was game to game, that would make it even more sense because he knows who he's working with. But I mean, hell, he may have two series with Juice, two series with Lakin, then come back with Juice. And when they got to deal with the communication with all of the stunts and the games that teams play, hell, we saw Ed Ingram run into Titus Howard because he missed a communication from the quarterback that almost got CJ decapitated by Jeffrey Simmons. I think it's just really, really strange, Clint, that they continue to roll right now with the last two games of some sort of a, I don't know, an in-game competition that they're running between Lakin and Juice Scruggs. It is strange to me.
Yeah, it's strange. I think this is one of those smartest guy in the room type things.
Yeah.
Because look, I mean, here's the reality. Even if you do it for one game and it's strange and it's unorthodox and it doesn't, you know, it's not the normal way of doing things for a team that constantly preaches we're going to have competition at every position, and with the offensive line in particular, we're going to play our best five every week, to all of a sudden the competition in the offseason from guys, by the way, that were all healthy the entire offseason for the most part. They know who these guys are. They know whether they can play or not. The competition should have ended when the season started, which we thought it did, and Juice Scruggs was the odd man out. All of a sudden now, there's still some kind of competition going on to left guard, that position that's not just practice, but it's actually running over into games. I think that is something that if you're a well-oiled machine on offense, and if you're scoring a bunch of points and you got a lot of confidence and guys have a lot of reps in everything you do, even in that instance, I think it would be unorthodox. I think it would be a little bit weird, a little bit awkward to have a competition going on to left tackle or left guard position by choice in game. To be an offense that's struggling mightily and one of the worst in the league, it's almost laughable. So, I cannot help but look at this. I know it's crazy. I think Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans are better, are above having a competition, you know, run over, spill over into two regular season games. I think they're beyond that. I can't.
Have you ever seen that?
I have not, no. Now, there's obviously, I've known guys are on thin ice and, hey, you're not playing very well, get the hell out of here, we're going to put somebody else in there. But to go into a game with a plan to rotate, which is what D'Amico said, that is very, very strange. And I just choose to believe that it is not a competition that's taking place on Sunday. I choose to believe that they think so highly of Juice Scruggs that they want to get him some run in a game as well. And they want to make sure he's prepared if they do indeed lose any of the interior offensive linemen. He's going to be the guy that they insert. Right guard, left guard, center. He's the guy that would play. And the one place where I can, Ron, find some level of, okay, it makes sense, is if there is an injury and Juice has to play.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, this is Seth Payne.
And Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast?
Of course I did. Oh, you're asking everybody else. You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts whenever it works for you.
Having rotated at that left guard position will benefit him greatly versus coming off the bench. Cold turkey, has not played in this offense. Everything's new to him, at least at game speed. He will have benefited from it. The question is the risk worth the reward? Right, I mean, you're risking rolling a different guard in at left guard every single game, almost drive to drive. And I know it's, the rotation is not that egregious, but it is a very weird, strange way to approach trying to get the best pass protection, the best offensive line play that you possibly can. If it's that important to get Juice Scruggs reps, then just start him.
Yeah,
make him the guy.
Yeah.
let's ride.
It's such it's such a flip to where they were. Like, we're going to do everything we can to not get you on the field, that we would flip three different positions in week one to not get you on the field to, oh, man, I think we got a competition. Let's do this. And not just a competition, but an in-game competition. It is strange.
It's strange, no doubt. I mean, it is, and I'm anxious to see it unfold. I've been higher on Juice.
It seems
Scruggs.
Like a lot of people feel like Juice has clearly played better.
I think Juice, for me, I liked Juice last year when he played. Now I realize that there's some issues. Hell, there was issues Sunday. I mean, he got beat like a drum on two different plays that you're just like, gosh, dang, man, what the hell happened there? But there's no – like Juice is one of those guys where I can understand why a coach wants to give him every single opportunity. You know, you like and I hate to take the shot, but it's the reality. You look at a guy like Kenyon Green, and I don't understand why a coach would want to give him every opportunity under the sun other than you drafted him early high. and you want to be right. Like, Juice is a guy that is built the right way. Juice is a guy that moves the right way. He approaches the game in a physical manner. He like that. The ceiling is high, and it's exactly what you want at a guard. And you have it, like, you look at him and you go, man, this guy can be really, really good. And so I think that does show up, I think, pretty often in his play. But there's a reason why he didn't beat Ed Ingram or Jake Andrews or Lakin Tomlinson out. Clearly, there's some level. I go back to how he's not the starting center for this team. I think there's some kind of communicating, processing issue with Juice Scruggs that's slowing him down. And that's fine. That's fine. I mean, some guys come in and they're super cerebral, and maybe they've had that. Maybe their college program, forced them to mature and develop mentally. And maybe his didn't. I don't know. But I can't help but think when I watch Juice Scruggs, like, there's something that's holding him back, and it's not his physical abilities. Or he would have been he'd have been the center, and Jake Andrews would have never been here.
They moved up to get him. You know, they wanted to. Yeah. They wanted him to be that. They moved up to get him. All right, again, tomorrow, come out with us. Washington Ave, 3939 Washington Avenue. Thirsty Thursday, Buffalo Wild Wings. We went there a lot last year. It's a great spot in the city. Come hang out with us. Buffalo Wild Wings, Bud Light. They'll take care of you, and you get to hang out with us and have some fun on a little Thirsty Thursday. Come on out tomorrow with us. Clint, great job. Chris, we appreciate you jumping in. Tyler holding it down as well. He's at the fan council. We'll see what he learned tomorrow. I am Ron the Show. As always, Houston, we love you, baby. He should be a bigger weapon than Woody Marks, and that's not anywhere close to that. Right now, he looks like an Applebee's receiver.
Okay.
You know, Applebee's, they got that promotion. You roll in there and get that 2 for $20. That's
got a whole rat in my Cobb salad.
It looks like he's
a whole rat in your Cobb salad.
What, they got a pasta with that 2 for $20? Get him some chips and salsa for free, I believe.
3 for $20 last week for Christian.
There you go. It's a special.
3 for $20. Certainly does look delicious.
Why are you doing this?
Applebee's has rats.
I found a whole rat in my Cobb salad.